Topic 2. The History of the Holidays. Listen and answer question number 1.
Hooray! The holidays start tomorrow!
Really? I knew the 2-week summer vacation starts tomorrow, but I didn't realize tomorrow is also a holiday. What holiday is it?
I think you've misunderstood the meaning of the word holiday in England.
You mean it's different? What does it mean?
Well, in the UK, holiday can mean vacation, day off, or leave, in addition to cultural festivals.
I see. Thanks for telling me. I wonder when holidays started.
I'm not sure, but I read somewhere that there must have been holidays, even in prehistoric times.
That's interesting. I suppose people must have had many kinds of religious services and festivals for their gods, even at that time.
Right, and those services and festivals could be the origin of modern holidays.
You're probably right. There must be many interesting stories behind the history of holidays.
Yes, when I wrote an assignment on Halloween, it was very interesting to compare today's Halloween with the original Halloween.
What did you find out?
As I remember, some people see Halloween just as a time for enjoying themselves, putting on costumes, trick-or-treating, and having theme parties. Others see it as a frightening time of superstitions, ghosts, goblins, and evil spirits.
To me, Halloween is only about costumes, trick-or-treating, and having theme parties.
Most people think that way, but the original Halloween is the last day of the Celtic calendar, October 31st. 2,000 years ago, it was probably a pagan festival honoring the dead.
Honoring the dead? You're giving me goosebumps.
Don't worry. There are lots of holidays that are not religious.
Such as?
Memorial Day, originally called Decoration Day, is a day of remembrance for those who died serving their nation, especially during the Civil Wars.
I can see that holidays are not just days off from work. They are also very meaningful. Thanks for helping me learn more about them.